Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street. Okay, so today we're going to talk about your sommelier. That's the person that comes to your table when you're at a restaurant and helps you get through the wine list. And look, these days we kind of need some handholding because these wine lists are so big and voluminous. Who the heck knows what's in them? And they're wines from all over the place, grapes you never even heard of. So you need to rely on these people. And these days, these people are fun and smart and want to introduce you to new stuff. You know, back in the day, it was like the old gray-haired dude with an ascot who would only serve you Bordeaux wines. And if you didn't understand Bordeaux wines, he made you feel bad. Well, that's not like that anymore. And remember something, too. These guys, this is their job. Many of them are going for their Master Sommelier designation, which is the highest professional designation you can get. So they take it very seriously. They're very educated, and they want to share the love. And look, if you knew all the answers, you'd be the somm. And you're not. You got other stuff to do. I don't blame you. All right, so first thing you do, now, as opposed to trying to explain your tastes, I like a fruit-forward wine or something earthier or lighter-bodied, who knows what that means? The easiest thing to do is to tell your somm your favorite bottle. This is what I drink on a Friday night when I'm exhausted and I'm sitting on the couch. This is what I love to drink. And now all of a sudden, your sommelier has like a direction. He or she knows exactly where to go. This is very important. You could also maybe offer up some of your favorite fruits, some favorite herbs, vegetables. That all helps too, as opposed to you trying to use their lingo. Because don't forget, they have their own little language. Not that it's hard, but if you don't know it, then you can't articulate in their words. So don't use their words, use your own. Because a good sommelier will be able to translate your language into theirs. Okay? Now, the next thing is your food. If you want your wine to pair with your dinner or lunch, make sure you tell the somm what you're eating. And it doesn't matter that maybe you're having oysters to start and then you're going to have a steak. Talk to your sommelier about that because then maybe they'll suggest a crisper white to start with. Move on to your big, bold reds for the steak. But let them know. If you're the kind of person that just wants to drink Pinot Noir 24/7 and does not care what you're eating with it, then say that too. Say, look, I don't really care. I'm having oysters and I want a big Pinot. Done. That's cool. Somm's going to say, okay, good. Go for it. Let's pick out some Pinot Noirs. But just articulate that. Make sure it's clear to them that you don't really care, that it's not going to so-called pair with the food. Now, the other thing now is price. This is a sticky thing for a lot of people, especially if you're like on a hot date or a first date or you're taking out your boss. You don't want to say, I'm on a budget. I can't spend all this kind of money. So one of the best tips I ever got was from my dear friend, wine director at Del Frisco's in Rockefeller Center in Manhattan, Jessica Norris. And she said, open the menu and just point to a price and say to the somm, this is kind of where I feel like I'm going to, this is the price range I'd like to be in. Get it. They're done. Enough said. So now the sommelier knows your favorite bottle and what price range you're in. This is a great starting point. And so now we can easily work from there. The other thing I would say is allow your somm to make suggestions. Again, these wine lists are voluminous. So many grapes you never even heard of out there. Okay, so you're typically a Napa Cab person. Let me introduce you to something similar and maybe even cheaper. Now, here's a big, don't forget this point. Take the retail price of your favorite bottle and double it on a wine list. Now, Napa Cabs are a good example of, they're kind of overpriced to begin with. Put them on a wine list in a restaurant and forget it. They're expensive. Your Camus, your Silver Oak, you know, all those like predictable, but you know they're going to be on a wine list in a steakhouse. But those guys are, like I said, are kind of overpriced to begin with. Napa's charging a lot of money these days. When you go to your wine shop, double the price, that's a lot of money. So here again is where your somm comes in. I say, I like a big Napa Cab, but this is my price range. Let's find me a value wine. And maybe she'll take me to Spain or Argentina, find me a great Malbec that I could afford. You'll end up in all corners of the world and you'll probably end up with a bottle you truly, truly enjoy. And look, you do not have to break the bank. Even the pros, when they go out to eat, $50, that's enough. You still have to eat and pay for the food. So do not be embarrassed by your price range. Just point to it so your somm knows. And that way, everyone's on the same page. Because when they bring the bottle over, they want you to be happy. So, okay, so now here comes the bottle. The first thing the somm's going to do is show you the label. All you're going to do is make sure it's exactly what you ordered. Is it the same year? Is it the same name? Is it the same everything? Yes. Perfect. Then they're going to uncork it, and oftentimes they put the cork down in front of you. Now, I got to tell you, I've seen people smell corks. I smell them too on occasion. I don't know if it makes a whole lot of difference or it can help you tell too much about the wine. I will tell you this, though. If the wine is seeped through the entire cork, yes, then oxygen probably got into the bottle and that won't be good. But the cork's not going to tell you a whole lot of stuff. The Somm is then going to pour a little for you to taste. And don't be the only one that tastes it. Let everyone taste it. We always all taste together. Taste it. Make sure it doesn't taste like feet or smell like feet or smell like cardboard, because maybe the cork is tainted and that would just mean that the stuff from the cork seeped into the wine and made the wine bad. Be honest about it. If it doesn't taste right, say so. I mean, I've had a tainted wine one time where I let the Somm, I said, yeah, maybe I'm crazy, but can you taste this? I let the Somm taste it too. So it's okay. It's okay to not know. It's okay to ask a ton of questions. It's okay to say, this doesn't taste great to me. And speaking of tasting, I always ask, especially when wines are served by the glass on the menu, I ask for a taste. Can you bring me a taste? And I often ask for two. You know, I'm really thinking of trying this Semillon and this Pinot Grigio. Can you bring me a little taste of the two so I can decide? And they are more than happy to do that. Don't forget, their job is to make you happy, because if they point me to a wine that makes me really happy, I'm probably going to keep ordering it. So that's good for them. That's money in their pocket. So don't forget, the sommelier needs to sell wine at the end of the day. And you need to be happy, so you buy it. So it's a win-win if you open your mouth and you're honest. Don't be a jerk about it. Don't grab a whole bottle of wine, drink 3/4 of it, and try to send it back. That's never going to work. Come on now. But smell it. Taste it as soon as you open it. Make sure it's right. And then you're setting yourself up for a great evening, whether it's with your hot date or your boss or whoever. If the wine's good, to me, the whole night's set up for perfection. Cent'anni.